Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, Corpus Christi. This is your host, Randy Adams of LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com here on KKTX 1360 AM. And I want to give a big shout out to KKTX. Man, they've been great people to me. They're wonderful people to work for. I tell you, they've got a great radio station. Man, they're doing the right thing. They're wanting to improve everybody's life. They're wonderful, wonderful people. I appreciate them opening the door. They've taught me a lot, and they've helped me a lot. And I guarantee you, they're great people. Corpus Christi, you ought to be proud of this station. They're doing a wonderful job. And today, I've got my guest host is always with me and one of my best friends. And, man, he has been a blessing in my life. He's made me examine myself to help me to improve my life and give me an education on how I should be the best person I can be. Man, he's helped me over the years. I've known him 20 years. Here's Steve Sorensen.
Randy, I have to tell you that you're one of the I look good because you want to learn. And I think that it's fabulous that you take the word of God and you apply it to your life. You consider where you are and you make the adjustments. You know, the Bible tells us that we're the ones that have to make adjustments in our life. God calls us to put on the clothes of righteousness. He tells us that. So we become really active partners with God. But it's a pleasure joining you again this week. It's a pleasure being on this show, talking to Corpus Christi. We're obviously from Bridgeway Church over on Rodfield Road, 3202 Rodfield Road. We're the guys with the LED sign out front that want to welcome you at Sunday morning at 10:30 in the morning. Come learn biblical truth. Enjoy us. We're going to have a great time, and we love to look forward to you.
Come as you are, he says, and I know it because I tell you, I was under his teachings for at least 15 years, and I loved every bit of it. I mean, it is, you know, he's not one of them kind of guys that's going to beat you up, you know, and tell you. I mean, my past was I was addicted to myself. I was a super selfish person, and man, I've learned so much under Steve. He's a great guy. He's funny. He makes things work for what's going on today. He shows you what's going on in your life today. He shows you what society has done and changes. You know, this old world's different from when I grew up, and buying cars is different. Cars are different. People are different, you know. So we've all got a bond together because really, you know, it's kind of funny. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. There's only four blood types. So I guess if my blood works in you, we're all brothers. My blood work in Steve or whoever, we're all brothers, and we are all brothers. We need to think about how we love each other. And that was a change in my life because I learned to love people when I didn't know what love was before. And I love teaching, and I want to teach you, and I want to help you examine every purchase you're making.
Now, Randy, we're making kind of a shift here. Now, the secret's out. You're a car dealer. You are a wholesaler. You move a lot of cars every month, and you do them from coast to coast. You do it in 100 different ways. And I know that you've made the offer on this show that if somebody's having trouble selling an older car and they want to sell that car, you'll buy it from them. And I really like that.
Any condition, anything that they've got, we'll make an offer on. $100 car to $100,000 car, antique cars, hotel buses, you know, trucks, big trucks. We bought some big trucks, bought some motorhomes lately. We've had a lot of motorhomes run us, bought a boat, I buy a lot of Harley Davidsons. If you'll go to learntobuyandsellcars.com and walk through the easy description, and if you describe it right, we'll give you what we offer. Do I have a means of doing business down here in Corpus with Sparkling City Auto Auction? Some great people, good Christian people, love doing business with them, and we can get your car bought and pay you right on the spot and help you out. So this is a great opportunity, but here's the basics. Even if you don't sell me the car, you can sell it to somebody. You'll know what the value is. You can trade it in, sell it to your neighbor, sell it to your brother, sister, cousin, coworker. We don't care. Lots of cars are being traded in San Antonio, and we don't get them. But at least the people learn what the car's real value is. Instead of them beating you up, telling you your car's not worth nothing, we'll give you a value on the car. It may not be as high as you think it is, but it's going to be fair market price. we try to buy. We deal, we call them the big box car box people. We bid against them. We win 9 out of 10 times. We're doing business with USAA and TrueCar. Great people in San Antonio. We're a high bidder on their cars about 70% of the time. So if you need to know what your car's worth so you can do yourself, you can take that option and do it with exactly what you want to do with that car. So this is a great opportunity. You can also ask us questions at 830-625-7159.
Or you can send email questions to steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. Randy, let me ask you a question. And I know, again, that you are a car dealer and that you've been doing this for a long time. Very successful in the things that you've been doing. No question about that. But why are you doing this show? You're not getting rich off this show.
No, I'm not. But I've been so blessed all over my life. And the good Lord told me, said, Randy, you need to give some of it back. Well, how could I give it back? I'm giving it back by the Holy Spirit's giving me wisdom and knowledge. I'm going to tell you something. My life was miserable last June, July, and August until I got my show going on in San Antonio. And now my life's turned around. I'm back at peace. I'm enjoying it. I love what I do. But we've had tremendous response in San Antonio. We've had phone calls, emails. We jammed the lines up in San Antonio. They've all called the station manager and little old ladies telling him, keep that boy on the radio air. We love him. We love listening to him. Don't let him get away. And I'm not going nowhere. I love KKTX 1360 here in Corpus Christi. And I love the station I'm in San Antonio. And I plan to stay with them because the people are showing me that they're grateful to learn. And I want to teach you. I want to bless you. And yes, it's, you know, but I've always wanted to do business right since I turned my life over to Jesus Christ. I wanted to be fair. I want to sell you a good car at a decent price. Yes, I need to make money, but I don't want to rip you off. I don't want you uncomfortable. I want you fair. I want to do a fair deal. And that's the way business should be. But the problem is, and it's not everybody's fault, overhead has got so high. It costs over $1 million a month to open up these dealerships, and they're going to have to make it off of somebody. And I guess what, it's probably going to be you. So we want to teach you to be prepared. This is another great opportunity. We're answering questions. If you have an email question, please call us, email us, do something. We want to answer your question. There's no dumb questions, crazy answers, and some that you don't like.
Randy, we know again, and I'll say this one more time, that you're a very successful car dealer, and you've been doing this for a long time now. But let me ask, has this affected your business at all? I mean, this radio program in San Antonio, the wires are burning up at the stations up there.
Well, we're buying some cars. We're not selling much stuff because we're wholesaling stuff all over the country as fast as we can. But we are buying cars, and we're helping people, and we're making relationships. We're making friends. We've got a bunch of new customers and friends, and we've helped them out. And, it's affected my business by – it's exploded by more time with me on the phone with people. Yes, but that's part of it. But, you know, I need to give back. I want to give back. I want to teach. I want people to learn. I want them to be prepared. I want them to take that pen, paper, and calculator. I want them to get their credit rating before they go get a loan. Get you a loan. Know what your credit score is. Know what your interest rate's going to be, what you can afford. Buy what you can afford. There's two kinds of cars, a Ford and can't afford. Them can't affords, they'll come pick them up. You won't have it no more. Ruin your credit. You can't buy a good car. You can't make a good purchase. And you'll have to pay 26.7 interest rate when you ruin your credit. I don't want you to do that. If your credit's bad, shop, shop, shop. Income tax checks come in. You got cash in your hand. You can make a monthly payment. Guarantee there's 1,000 dealers out there wanting your business. So make your right decision. Anytime that you get that, if you have a question, please give me a call, 830-625-7159.
Or send it over to steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. Now, Randy, we several years ago, and matter of fact, all the time, we have national disasters that go on in America. One of the big ones several years ago was Katrina. We've had floods. We had thousands upon thousands of new cars, all kinds of cars that were underwater, all kinds of things. We have cars that have damage. We have cars that have been in accidents. How do I know what I'm buying?
Well, that's a tricky question you come up with.
Thank you very much.
I wasn't prepared for that one, but that's all right. Well, after Katrina, they stack up those flood cars. And you wouldn't believe there's dealers that are running over there and buying those flood cars. Carfax does a pretty good job on flood cars. They miss some accidents. They miss some miles. But, you know, overall, you need to do your homework. Go to Carfax. Go to Auto Check. Go to an insurance company. They've got record of the car. Before you buy a car, give your insurance agent the VIN number, the serial number, and let them run a check on the car. I bought a car, San Antonio auction the other day, and actually I bought it for the wheels. That's kind of crazy, but anyway, I wanted the wheels for one of my hot rods, and it didn't work anyway. So, but the car had the title washed, and we had that question come up last week in San Antonio. What's washing a title? Well, the car was in an accident, and the insurance company paid it off and totaled it. Well, it went from Texas in Dallas to New Mexico. New Mexico came back to San Antonio, and when it did, the title came back clean, but it was a salvage title car. Well, it's still a salvage title car, even though the title's clean. It still represents a salvage title. So doing your homework, Auto Check, Carfax, they'll give you a background check, and your insurance company will tell you exactly what's happened to that car. The flood cars, you know, there's a lot of little tricks that you can look up under the seats. You can look in the door panels, this, that, and the other. A lot of electrical won't work. I was on an airplane with a big franchise dealer out of San Antonio one day, and we were going to Oklahoma City. I was selling trucks up there at that time. And he said, man, I need to find some flood cars for our auction. And I said, flood cars? I said, yeah. The owner told us to go find some flood cars because they know there's a bunch of them out there. I said, well, I got a call. Here's the guy's name and number. There's 800 sitting in New Orleans. He said, you don't want them? I said, no, I don't want them. I don't want the hassle. That's a lot of work. Number one, I don't want the repercussions later. And they jumped on the plane the next day, went down there and bought those 800 flood cars. And I know that for a fact. I could not believe it. And guess what? Their little auction over on South Side of San Antonio, they were running them through there. And about a month, two later, I was standing there at the counter collecting money, and this guy's got a title from them. And he said, oh, man, great. This one's not a flood title. They don't tell nobody it was a flood title. It was one of them auctions, you get what you get, and they were getting them, man. I mean, he was thrilled that that one didn't have a flood title on it, but I got news for him. He might not have transferred. Some of these insurance companies don't transfer them right away, and you have a clean title, but if you transfer it, it'll come back flood, salvage, then you got a problem. So do your homework.
Randy, you mentioned this VIN number, or affectionately referred to as a VIN number. Where's that located on the car so I could find it if I wanted to?
Sometimes, most of the time on the door, lots of times on the fender, but the real one is right at the left lower side of your windshield. It's a 17 digits. If it's I think 77, it was a 13 digit. Pre, probably in the 50s, it was a 9 digit number. So there are various places. Now, you can go to the state website and pull it up and find out exactly what it is. But since about 1978, it should be under the windshield below your inspection sticker, and it's 17 digits. It tells you what country it's been built in, the style of the car, the motor size. It tells a lot of stuff, the date when it was built, and then, of course, the last digits tell how many's been built of that year. And they just sold, just to give an example, a 1955 T-Bird that was 00003, the last six digits. It was the third 55 T-Bird built, but it was the first one sold. The first two were kept by Ford. And actually, the 55 T-Bird was built and designed by Studebaker and sold to Ford. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, that's an interesting piece of equipment. Well, Randy, whenever we go looking for cars, you know, the Bible says that he'll supply all of our needs through Christ who strengthens us. But I find that when we want to buy something and we really want to buy it, there's an enormous difference between our needs and our greeds. How do we deal with that?
Well, that's a tough question because pride will cost you money. I tell everybody that goes to work for me, pride will cost you money. And at first, they don't think much about it. But the more they're around an automobile, they'll see where pride comes in. How prideful are you of your ride? Like I say, there's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. If you can afford it, you can drive whatever you want. I got a buddy of mine that drives a new Ferrari. He can afford it. I don't look down on him. He don't look down on me. But he's one of those people that's secure in what he does. But you really need to weigh up your needs. You need to weigh up not the decisions that you're making right now. What I got to have right now. We need to look at the future. What's that car going to be worth 3 years? How long do you normally keep a car? Do you keep a car a year or do you keep a car 10 years? You need to weigh that up. Now, what's it going to be worth? What's it going to cost me? What am I going to be looking at? What's the past history of a car? Does it have transmission problems, motor problems? Do they have radiator problems? A lot of these Ford diesels, you know, needs a new radiator. And if you go to the wrong place, they'll charge you $1,500 for a radiator. Cost me about $300 or $400. So you need to make that wise decision. How long you're going to keep this car? Does it meet your family needs? Does it meet your needs? I had a guy call me the other day. He says, on our radio show, do I need a pickup? I said, a pickup for what? I haul a few little small things. I said, well, does gas mileage matter? Yeah, gas mileage. I said, well, buy your trailer hitch, get your little trailer, pull it around whenever you need to haul something light, keep your fuel mileage. You don't have to spend the money on the truck. Your car is fine. Spend you know, $1,000 for a trailer hitch and a trailer, and away you go. You don't need a truck. You know, don't make those bad decisions. Too many people, first time the gasoline goes up, they buy a little car. As soon as it goes down, they buy a big car. Who's making the money on that deal? Who's paying the money? It's costing you a lot of money to trade every week. That's not a good deal. You want to throw your money off, throw it in the street? That's about what you're doing because it loses value and you're never going to beat the dealers. I don't care what kind of great deal, and guess what? You're always behind the curve. If you're buying a little car because the gasoline went up, guess what? Little car's done jumped up. I've seen Priuses move $5,000 on a market change due to gasoline. Isn't that unbelievable? I've seen people that think they got to have a truck, buy a truck, not need it, can't afford it, can't pay for it, try to trade down, end up with a piece of crap that's not very good. I'm telling you, just and pay too much for it, owe too much for it. I'm telling you, it's horrible. But I see it every day. I'm trying to help you. Don't just go out there and trade because you think you got to have it. Your emotions get a hold of you? No, that's not the right thing. You don't want your emotions dictating what you do and what you say. Make a rational, right decision. Pray about it. Sit down there and understand what you need to do. I tell you what, there's too many people driving around junk today because they made bad decisions and hating the ride they got, wishing they had a better car, saying they're going to change their thoughts and their ways, but they don't.
They never do. It's interesting to me, Randy. You know, I don't think we ever stop and think about the amortization schedule. If I have to pay $100 more a month in gasoline, that doesn't really equal the $500 a month that I have to pay for my new little car.
Well, it depends on how much you're driving, too. But yes, then you've got, what about compound interest on what the dealer's making on that car? When they're making $5,000 extras on that Prius, and you're on a used car at 6 or 7%, well, you're paying interest on their profit that they've already went and spent. So, you know, make that wise decision. Figure out, and be steady in what you're buying. Don't just think, oh, I'm saving $20 on gas a week, you know, and that's about what you'll do on a little car versus what you're driving. Don't get all ready to run out and buy something else. And don't buy something because your neighbor got it. I see too many people think, well, my neighbor got a new car, I need a new car. I've got a neighbor that his wife drives a brand new Escalade every year, and he laughs at me. He said, Randy, you own 250 cars and you drive that? I said, yep, sure do. I said, but I tell you what, it don't lose no $15,000-$20,000 a year like your Cadillac does, you know. I said, I can go buy me a rent house for what you lose on your car every year and make money on that deal. I said, let's make wise investments. That's what I want. Those cars don't lose me no money that I drive. I make wise decisions, and I buy units that'll be easy to tow behind, because if I'm picking up a truck or a Suburban, some dealership, and it needs to get out of there, I save time, money, and gas, and a driver by bringing it back. And the dealers that know me know I've been in the business for 45 years say, why are you doing that? Hey, man, I can do it. I can afford it. I'm blessed to be healthy enough to do it. So why not save that money? It's money in my pocket.
Randy, you know, I find that when I go, the only time I ever go look at refrigerators is when I'm going to buy a refrigerator. Or if I'm going to buy an air conditioner, I go look at air conditioners. But I catch myself every once in a while driving through new car lots with really no intention of buying a new car. I'm just kind of looking at what's out there. I'm easy to please. I like those things. What am I doing to myself psychologically if I keep messing around in the candy shop?
Well, you know, it depends on if you can control your emotions, number one, and realize that when you drive off the showroom floor, you're going to lose $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. In fact, a good friend of mine called me and said, hey, I'm buying a new Denali truck. I followed your system, and I'm think I'm making a good deal. But what's it going to be worth in 3 years from now? I said, well, that's easy. We'll look up what one's bringing in 3 years from now. They're bringing about $25,000. He said, in other words, I'm going to lose $30,000 in the next 3 years. I said, that's correct. Now, you can afford it. You make that decision, you know. Well, I sure want it. I said, well, that's your decision. I'm not going to steer you, tell you you're right or wrong. It depends on you and what you can afford. So he ended up buying it, you know, and he said, well, when 3 years from now, I guess I'll sell it and go buy me another one. I said, well, if you can afford it, do it. I, you know, that's what you can afford. I can't make that decision for you. I can lead you and guide you, and he has followed me. He's offered to come on my San Antonio show because I've helped him the last 15 years on buying and selling. His dad's a gospel singer in Nashville, Tennessee. I sent him a Lexus and a truck up there to Nashville, Tennessee. I've sold to him. So I've helped him. He loves it because he wants to know what to say. And he's a banker, and he wants to come on my show. He said, you know what, Randy? I feel so much more comfortable when you tell me what to say and you lead me and guide me. I've saved a lot of money. Well, that's what I want to do with you. I want to teach you how to buy, how to be comfortable, make the right decisions, not to let you get run over, twisted around, four squared. In four square, we'll explain another show where they tell you what you want to have for your trade and they're not giving you the trade. If they won't give you a price on the car that you're there to buy, run. Get out of there. We had friends in San Antonio wanted to buy their daughter a new Mitsubishi. Went to three Mitsubishi stores before he found one that would give him a price. What does that tell you? If they won't give you a price, they're trying to jick you around. Don't go for it. Get out of there.
They want to know what you can give per month.
Per month. It doesn't matter what you can, you know, and how many months. We had a lady pull up on our lot, sold her car, and she was going back to buy a new car. She didn't know what she was paying for the car. Oh, we're $275 a month. I said, well, what are you putting down? $10,000. I said, what's your interest rate? I don't know. How many months are you paying? I don't know. But I'm paying $275 a month. I said, $10,000 will cover a lot of that. I said, ma'am, you need to know what you're doing. So we gave her the process, went over there. She almost came back and bought her car back because they were mousing her around so bad. It was unbelievable. Get a price. Make sure it's firm. Make sure you can afford it. Make sure it fits your bill, what you can afford every month. Make sure you're making the right decisions. We want to help you every way that we can. Steve, that was a great question, but you know what? There's a lot of people out there, when they go buy groceries, don't they know what they're going to spend? Yeah,
nope.
They do. Yeah, they
nope.
Do. Yeah, they do.
Let me tell you how we do it. Do I take a list of things with me when I go? There's a difference. If I have a list that my wife sent me with, I know exactly what I'm going to spend. I know what I'm going to buy. But if I go there without it, I know I'm going to fill that basket full of a whole bunch of stuff that I probably don't need today or the next 6 months. I think the same thing's true with cars.
You're right.
It's kind of a fun thing.
We need a list. That's why I'm trying to get everybody to write down what to take, how to be prepared.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying when I go to HEB, if I go by myself and I don't have that list, I get home and Mama says, where am I going to put all that stuff?
Well, when you get over to the steak department, do they have prices on those steaks?
They do.
Would you buy one that didn't have a price on it?
Not for a minute.
Well, that's part of the...
But I might buy two.
Yeah. If you think they're cheap enough. Yeah. We all like to go to the grocery store, but we got a good intention of how to go and what to do. But there's really not a school on that. You know, I mean, there's a little bit out there, but a car is so valuable. I mean, there's so many things. What man makes breaks, be prepared, because you're going to spend money on that little darling if you want to travel much. And we need a vehicle. We need a vehicle to get around. There's a lot of politicians think we don't need a vehicle, but they're wrong, you know. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get into one day telling you why we don't have electric cars. There's a reason we don't have electric cars. There's a reason we don't have compressed air cars. And we have a car right now that runs on compressed air. You fill a tank up, it'll go 150 miles. But I'm going to tell you in one of the shows in the future why we don't have those cars available. And guess what? It's the politicians. And I'll tell you what's going on in that situation. There's a lot going on with the state. There's a lot going on with the government. And I tell you what, it's been a blessing again to be here with Steve Sorensen on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. This is your host, Randy Adams. And if you've got a car for sale, motorhome, I don't care what it is, go to our website, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. There's an easy process of describing your car. And if you describe it right, we'll make an offer and give you that part. If there's a couple little minor things wrong with it, we'll deduct it and we'll still buy it. But that way you can either sell your car, trade your car, you know where you stand. You know exactly what the fair market is. May not quite be the top of the market, but it's not going to be the bottom of the market either. And we're going to help you any way that we can. We're going to give you the right instructions, what to take, where to go, how to be. And I want to thank Steve for being with me. It's great to be here at KKTX 1360 AM in Corpus Christi. Beautiful place. I love it. I love fishing. I'm coming down for spring break to fish. I come down to see Steve. He's a great guy, one of my best friends. And here's an opportunity for you to learn and to learn about my best friend, Steve.
Randy, how great it is. How great it is. This has just been an awful lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, it looks like it's going to be next week or the week after. But you opened up a bag of worms here a little bit ago last week when you started talking about you got to be in agreement with mama. Your wife has got to be in agreement. Well, we pray that we get to that next week. I want to invite everybody over to Bridgeway Church, and it's on 3202 Rodfield Road. Come on where the big sign is. Come join us Sunday morning.
And don't do title loans. I forgot to talk about that, how bad 330% interest. Don't do title loans. Corpus Christi, it's been a pleasure. Learn to buy and sell cars.com. Randy Adams, I'm your host. Steve Sorensen, a great man. Go visit him. God bless each and every person that tunes in. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, we love you. Come back when you can stay longer. That's what we used to say. We love you, Corpus Christi.
Blessings to you and those you love.